Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Guess who? Yes, it's your old buddy Joyce Keller back with you again for another, fun-filled, information-filled half an hour on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday, 3:30 to 4 o'clock in the New York area, and it goes around the world, but I'm giving you the time on the East Coast. So, I live in Florida. A lot of emails coming in. And what's so interesting about Florida, a lot of strange things. Florida has different time zones. I did not know that. I was calling in contact with one of my friends on the other side of Florida, and he said, no, it's an hour different. That was very surprising. So Florida is so big that it actually has different time zones. Okay. I'm Joyce Keller, and honored and privileged to be with you on Blog Talk Radio. Ryan McCormick and I are starting a new podcast. We have a lot of emails coming in. That's good. Pat D'Agostino, I haven't heard from her in a long time. Let's see. Hope all is well. At the beginning of the year, you mentioned my job will resolve the union contract by the end of the year. They resolved the contract in June. Oh, way to go, Joycey. Okay. Recently, upper management informed me that, I don't know if she's listening or just emailing me, all staff, they will give a 3% bonus by the end of February 24th. You are right that you say I will get money by the end of the year. My question is, when do you see me getting 3%? Before Christmas, January, or the end of February? Patty. Patty, you're wearing me out. Okay, Patty, it probably by the end of the year. I mean, they're pushing for that. But, you know, predictions are very dicey. I really don't like to do predictions. I do them, but, you know, I say, please, God, you know, let this be correct for the greater good of all concerned. So, in any case, I'm Joyce Keller. And, Patty, are you listening? We're going to try to push it through by the end of the year, Patty, and thank you very much for that email. I will see your emails. If you email me now, I will probably see it by the end of the year. By the end of the show. I'm trying to answer this at the same time. Okay, Patty, I hope you heard that. I answered it at the same time. Okay, we have Jeff. We have a lot of people emailing in. Here's my email address. And I will try to get your emails while we're with you. It's Joyce Keller TV Radio at gmail.com. That's Joyce Keller TV Radio at gmail.com. Today's date is October 18th, 2023. I do not like war, yet so many people are pushing for war. They seem to love it. I don't know why. Like it's a money-making machine. That's all it is. This whole thing with Israel and Gaza and all that, it's like the people are the victims. They're not even – oh, I have to close my window. Hold on a second. It's all my stuff is blowing everywhere. Can you hear the wind blowing? Okay, all of a sudden, just because I went on the air, the winds of God decided to stir the pot and make my papers blow everywhere. Okay, I closed the window, which is right in front of my desk. Okay, I'm JoyceKeller.com. That's my website if you wish to reach me or if you wish to contact me either on or off the air. My email address is JoyceKellerTVRadio@gmail.com. Okay, let's see. A lot going on. We were talking about the war. What good is it? Yeah, it's no good at all except for the people who have the ability to make war machines and guns and tanks and all of that. They're the only ones, the people in power. I actually feel it's just one faction or one person who's really running this current war. So I pray that you are doing well. Thank you, Patty D'Agostino. I appreciate that very much. And thank you for the confirmation. You've been with us so many years, Patty. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. We have Jeff. All right. A lot to get to today. starting a new radio show. Actually, it's a second Blog Talk Radio at night, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, with Ryan McCormick, my co-host. And tonight I think he's having an astrologer on, so we'll see what's going on astrologically. I do like a messy form of astrology. I do intuitive astrology, which is what my mother taught me many years ago. My mother wasn't great at learning from books. She did everything intuitively because she was such a great psychic and medium. So she would say to me, what do you think about the war? What do you think about this or that? And I'm thinking, I'm still a little kid. But she saw that I was interested, and I came on board, and my mother and I worked together as psychics for many years. Oh, I'll be on Coast to Coast AM overnight on November 5th into the 6th, I believe. Okay, it's going to be late at night. So, but they play it again during the day. So if you're a member of Coast to Coast AM, somewhere on their website, I think you can pick it up anytime, as you can with Blog Talk Radio, like the shows that we do here, and also what I'm going to be doing with Ryan tonight at 9 p.m. Those shows are repeated also. I see a lot of questions coming in. Send your questions in. We'll try to get some psychic answers. We'll ask my guides, see what they're up to. Okay, the first question. All right, let's see what this is. They're talking about HZ frequency. Yeah, Tesla spoke about this a long time ago, about the importance of frequency and how they can be used, different frequencies can be used for different purposes. And the internet is so great because if you want to hear these frequencies, all you have to do is either go to Google or whatever search engine you're using and put in the HZ that you would like to hear. Like, for instance, if you are having a problem with insomnia and you want to go to sleep, that's 3, 1, 2, 3, HZ. And free of charge, should be free. I don't think they're charging for this. That will come up to sleep. For anxiety, 4, 3, 2, HZ. Just put in 4, 3, 2, HZ, it'll come up. 280, for weight control or weight loss. Wow. That's interesting. Okay. If you're ill, this is the most important frequency of all, because I think if you just wanted to remember one, this is the most important one. That's 528. It's funny, it's also my birthday. 528. That's if you're not feeling well. You know, you want somebody else to feel well, you make them listen. Put on headphones because you'll hear it through both sides of your head. Maybe just one, so you'll get the full impact of it. So again, that's 528. If you're not feeling well, that will help to bring in healing energy. I think anything can be healed. Let's see. Oh, if you're in pain. Yeah, a lot of people are suffering a lot of pain now. A lot of it is emotional pain. A lot of people come to me for readings who have emotional pain, physical pain, psychological pain, all kinds of pain. They come to me as a last resort usually after they've tried everything else. And my guides say, oh, they're here. They're finally here. Okay. Then we help them. So we do our best. Again, my website is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R, .com. For energy, if you're feeling low on energy, 417HZ. This is all according to Tesla. 417 for energy. If you want me to repeat anything here, just you have to have a pen and paper when you listen to the show. I get a lot of information. Okay. Okay, a lot of questions coming in. Is CSEA moss nutritious? Yes, it's one of the best things you can eat. Sea moss. Can you take it in capsules? I have no idea. Usually Amazon has everything. Sea moss. I'm not recommending. I'm not a doctor. I'm not allowed to do that. I only can tell you what I receive intuitively or what works for me. Sea moss, yes. Okay. Jimmerin Jim, Jimariro. Yes. For your eyes, to heal the eyes, Jimarimo. That's something I'm not familiar with. Okay, but someone's writing in about that. And also Bataro oil for aging, getting back your natural colored hair. Let me spell that for you. Bataro oil. Not recommending. I'm just telling you what, you know, what my guides are telling me and what I use sometimes if I think of it. Okay, what is the best way to increase dopamine? Why do you want dopamine? That's a feel-good hormone. You want dopamine. Okay. Let's see what my guy said. Exercise. Woo-hoo! Yeah, you want to start feeling good. You're going to have to walk or go outside or do the best you can. A lot of our people over the years have been incarcerated one way or another. Either they're in jail or they're homebound or they're shut-ins. It's walk around your apartment if you can. If you're on a walker, use your walker. Hold on. Have some exercise. Sunlight. Put your head. Try not to do it through glass. Try to open the window if you can. That's why years ago with tubercular patients, they had, they bundled them up and they went outside. And a lot of people were healed that way. Sex, yes, sex is good. The right kind of sex. Don't be rough. Don't be nasty to each other. Good sex is good, as Ruth Westheimer said. More protein, absolutely, to increase dopamine, to feel well. And here's my favorite. This is what my guides are telling me. My favorite way to increase dopamine, which is to feel good or feel better, hormone, is laughing and joking. Having fun. Having a good time. Do what you have to do. You know, even if it involves, hopefully not alcohol, because alcohol will not be your friend. It will not work well for you. But try to have fun. Be with people who are enjoyable, who make you feel better. Let's see, a lot of calls coming in. Okay. I'm sorry I still can't take your calls, but I can take your emails. And, of course, I'm available for readings. Let's see. My website is joycekeller.com. My email address is joycekeller@mindspring.com. No, not that. I don't use that one anymore. I haven't used that in a long time. joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. Okay. Jane. Okay. Laughing, joking, and music. We almost forgot music. Yes, my guide said, don't forget to tell them about the importance of music. Now, what kind of music should you listen to? As we were talking about sound frequencies before. Music changed, in my view, somewhere in the 60s. Like, the Beatles came in, they were okay. It's like after that, somewhere along the line of music involvement, we started having really questionable music. So music is supposed to uplift you. If it doesn't make you feel better, it doesn't make you feel like dancing and having fun, don't listen to it. It's going to be heavy. And you know the kind of music I'm talking about. If it's demonic or if it has that kind of vibration to it, don't listen to it. Let's see. Okay. For eye improvement, here's a mixture someone's sending me. You take two lemons, you cut them up, you put them in a jar, along with three chopped up garlic cloves, four tablespoons full of, notice I said tablespoons full. I didn't say tablespoons full. Big difference of olive oil. Get the cold pressed olive oil. Oh, here's the thing about olive oil. It has a low heating temperature. You can't really cook with it. People say, oh, you know, I'm going to saute something in olive oil. That's so wrong, because it destroys the factors that are beneficial in olive oil, so don't do that. Okay, so here's the mixture we're still making. We have 2 lemons cut up, 2 garlic cloves, 4 tablespoons full of olive oil, good olive oil. And you cover the whole thing with honey. Oh, you know, little children under the age of 2 should not have honey, by the way. Cover the whole thing with honey, tighten the jar, and let it just sit there for one day. And then it will help to heal your eyes or congestion or whatever you may have. Of course, you'll have terrible breath, but who cares? All right, here's something else with snacks. One of the greatest snacks that people are using now, and I honestly haven't tried this, so I don't know if this works, are hemp, H-E-M-P, seeds. Hemp seeds to crunch on. Low in calories, high in nutrition. Very, very worthwhile. So we have hemp, H-E-M-P seeds, natural uplifting qualities. Okay. Also mushroom chips. Oh, my goodness. Is someone going to send me mushroom chips? And sardines. Well, you know what? I think this is a great idea. But one thing I really use are gummies. Like, I don't want to gain weight, so I use gummies. And if I'm hungry and I say, I don't want to eat now because I don't want that many calories, I will have a couple of sugar-free gummies. Let's see what kind I have. These are from Amazon today. These are elderberry plus. So those are good. Okay, we have elderberry gummies. I also have collagen gummies, otherwise my nails don't grow. My hair is like a wild woman's. I have so much hair coming out of my head, only my head, mostly my head. I have so much hair that I keep it in a ponytail to stay out of trouble. But when I go to a hairstylist and I unlock my hair, they say, oh, my gosh, I have so much hair. That's because I take collagen and my nails grow also. Okay, so let's see what arrived from Amazon today. Oh, I love Amazon. 5-in-1 sugar-free saffron gummies. We'll try those. I'm not even sure what that's for, but we'll try them as well. And I'm the big gummy customer. Okay, can you hear that? These are my collagen and biotin gummies. I don't know if you can just rely on gummies. I really don't know. I take a collagen supplement also. All right. Let's see what's calling the divine force. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're in trouble? Call on God. God is omnipresent. Which means he's right there. Well, she's right there. Omniscient, which means knowing all. And omnipotent, which means all powerful. Way to go, God. Okay. Okay, quantum field. I don't want to talk about the quantum field. It's a combination of quantum mechanics and the theory of relativity and or particle energy. Okay, if you say so, I appreciate that. Thank you. Different types of angels. Yes. Are they all good? Well, I think they're dark angels. So you have to always call on the light. Call on God. Say, I want only the highest that you can bring me at this time. So I want only energy that's of God. And somebody said, before we talk about angels, somebody said, if you want to know if a psychic or a medium is of God, just simply ask them, say, is your work, is your channeling, is your message service, whatever it is, of God? If they say yes, you say, okay, thank you. And you go with them. If they say, well, I work for a lot of different types of energy in the universe, I personally would not ask that person's integrity. You know, I would not ask for their reading. So ask if they're of God. Now here are the types of angels. The highest angels, their job is 24/7, even though there's no time, to praise God. Those angels are known as the seraphim. Those are the highest angels. And then you have the cherubim right under that. They are the guardians of God's glory. So you have the seraphim, the cherubim. Okay, those little tiny cute angels I could have on like the cover of my Calling All Angels book. No, they're much taller. The third type of angel are the thrones, T-H-R-O-N-E-S. They keep peace and harmony wherever they go, like on the earth. If things are chaotic as they are now on the earth with this war that we have going on, we call on thrones. Say, God, send in some angels into this whole Palestine-Israeli situation. You know, let's have more angels. They only, you could say, well, why aren't they helping? Because they really can't interfere unless it goes to a certain point, and then they'll just stop it completely. Either we'll have the days of darkness, or they'll kill everybody. It's hard to say. Now, the people who have been killed in these horrible, horrible slaughters and terrible ways that this is occurring are probably karmically at a certain level, like the Holocaust, it's very similar to that. It's horrendous. It's horrible. It's like a personal thing. You know, it's like between them and God, including the children and the babies that were beheaded. The whole thing is unbelievably terrible. What a planet. It's very challenging. That's why we need positive energy at this time. We need people to not feed into this negativity or what you're hearing on television, which is 24/7 of fear and fright. Say, no, I'm going to go with God. I'm going to bring in positive energy to the earth, and we're going to end this nonsense because this has gone on for centuries. It's just escalating now. Is the United States going to be involved? I think to a small extent, but not where they're going to come and kill us all. I don't really think that's going to happen. I think that my feeling is that at a certain point, it will end. Whether God interferes or however that works out, it will come to a pinnacle and it will end. Okay, so after we have the thrones, who are angels, we have the dominions, and they keep the world in order. Like right now, the they're saying, what the heck? But again, they can't interfere too much in karma. So they have to let certain things work out, and then at a certain point, they will interfere, and they will make things better. It's very hard to read that. And then finally, we have the archangels. Michael is one of those, and they work directly with us. So should you call on angels? The Bible says don't call on angels. Just call on God, and God will figure out which angels to send. Number six, we have the powers. They are, I don't want to say lower, but they're the warrior angels who defend against evil. Now, those guys and gals, those power angels, are working overtime in the Middle East to try to bring serenity. But again, you have people who are out to kill. There's money involved, machinery. It's very complicated. So after the powers, we have the virtues, V-I-R-T-U-E-S, virtues, known as the shining ones. They control the elements, like rain, snow, that kind of thing, tsunamis. So the virtues look like the bad guys, but really sometimes parts of the planet need cleansing. And then we have the principalities. They work with men and the lower angels. Those are principalities. Like if a car's God's really going to hit you and they're not supposed to hit you, the principalities will come in and say no, and they'll just stand in the way. Like I was telling you, I had been driving through a snowstorm or something that came up very suddenly, and I had zero visibility. I could not see. My windshield wipers, of course, were overloaded. They couldn't help me. I could not see. I did not know where I was driving. This was when I was in New York. And the Virtues came in, and they said, no, don't worry, we'll drive for you. And the principalities were there also. Sometimes, if you go on the web, you'll read about encounters that people have with angels. They'll say, angels took over my steering wheel. They were driving for me. If an accident happens, it's probably supposed to happen. I don't believe in accidents. If accidents occur, they're part of the learning process. And finally, number 9, we have the angelic force, just regular old angels. They're terrific because they do the heavy lifting. They deliver prophecies. They listen to prayers. They work directly with God. Those are known as number 9, the angels. Thank them. Continuously say thank you. Okay. The infinite mind. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the infinite mind. What is infinite mind? I don't even know why that came up. All right. The show I'm doing tonight with Ryan Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, the name of the show is Messages from Heaven. And I think we're going to have a guest on tonight, an astrologer or someone. I'm not sure who's going to be joining us, but it'll be a good show. And that'll be for about a half an hour. Okay. When does Mercury go retrograde again? I believe it's December 12th into the new year of January 1st, 24. Okay, folks, don't be alarmed. Don't feed into the negativity and the fear. Know that your consciousness and your divine will is what will determine what's happening on the planet to a large degree. Not completely, but to a large degree. Okay, let's see. Okay, we don't care about that one. That's not good. Let's see what we have here. We have a question coming in, a personal question from Jimmy. Yes. Okay. That was short and sweet. Anti-cancer. I don't know if you guys want me to do readings, or I usually do readings off the air, but on the air I try to give information that will help people. An anti-cancer diet or foods. 2 apples a day. Yes, my mother told us an apple a day, you know. Green tea have polyphenols. Green tea, not black tea, but green tea. And also a quercetin in green tea. Very important. People have been drinking green tea for years. We're a little bit slow. Some green tea contains caffeine, though. Okay. Broccoli sprouts. Broccoli sprouts are probably one of the best things you can have. Not broccoli, but you sprout them or you buy them. Broccoli sprouts are incredibly, incredibly nutritious. For meditation, good night's sleep. Okay. Yeah, meditate when you get up and also before you go to sleep. Also, cranberries and dark chocolate without sugar. Strawberries. Okay, here's the thing with strawberries. I'm a little afraid of strawberries because they have a lot of little bad things in them. Now, you have even if they're organic, they say they're organic, soak them. Be careful with strawberries. Red bell peppers. I can't eat that. They repeat on me. Vitamin C for quercetin. It's all for the immune system. Absolutely, folks. Absolutely. If you would like a reading, you'd like it, you can go to my website, JoyceKeller.com. Okay. Let's see. Sleep help. Best help with sleep. Say your prayers first. L-theanine and 12 grams of melatonin, 12 milligrams. I love you guys. Thank you very much for being with me. Until next time, this is JoyceKeller.com. Don't drive faster than your angels could fly. I love you. Bye.